Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Oh, that time of year. Get together with your family for about 24 hours and then don't do it again for another year. It's a uniquely American tradition. And here to discuss that with us is Jamie Metzger. She's a contributor, senior contributor for The Federalist. Jamie, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I just finished having my breakfast of pumpkin pie, so I'm a little bit ahead.
Oh, you're a woman after my own heart.
Sugar charge this morning. That's excellent.
Right. Down with that. All right, so you have a very interesting piece about how most of us think of Thanksgiving at the pilgrims, and our children dress up in their little pilgrims outfits because they can't dress up as Indians anymore. So they only do the Thanksgiving play now with only half of the people there. But that's not true. The Civil War actually had a really important role in Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, what you just said, it is true. That certainly is a facet of our Thanksgiving. I think it's good to focus on the separatists in Plymouth. But at the same time, the Civil War did play a major role in the annual celebration that we have today, the Unified Thanksgiving Day on the fourth Thursday of November. Was declared first by Abraham Lincoln in 1863, and we've been having it ever since.
So what were the sort of the elements leading up to that? Clearly, you have, in the midst of the Civil War, you have a very fractious nation. Mm-hmm. Whose idea was it to start using Thanksgiving as a point of unity?
Well, I love this story because I can relate to it. It's about mostly about a woman who was a writer. She was a widow named Sarah Hale, and she just got on a crusade to have a unified Thanksgiving Day. After she was widowed, she started writing to support her five children, and she became the editor of Godey's Ladies' Book, which was very widely read women's magazine. She was the first female editor of a women's magazine, and she also had written a novel in which it was about New England, and it had a Thanksgiving celebration featured in the novel. This somewhat propelled this movement to popularize Thanksgiving, and she got on a crusade and used her platform as editor of Godey's Ladies' Book to promote a unified Thanksgiving Day that would be declared for the entire nation. There had been sporadic Thanksgivings, primarily in New England, sometimes in other regions, throughout the early history of the United States. But Sarah Hale was really the one who made it happen, and she was on a campaign writing to governors of states primarily, and also presidents of the United States. The presidents tended to ignore her. She got some more traction with the governors, but by the late 1850s, most states had some form of Thanksgiving. It wasn't unified. You know, there were different times at which it would be celebrated. But in 1863, she had written to President Lincoln, and we don't have any clear connection between him receiving this letter. We can just infer, because he received the letter, and then a few weeks later, he proclaimed the first Thanksgiving. It was at a time that I think it was probably a fortuitous time for Sarah Hale's cause, because for the first time in over 2 years of war, things were looking up for the Union. The first 2 years of the Civil War were very very hard for the union. They came in expecting it to be easy, and it was not easy. But by the fall of 1863, things had taken a turn. We'd had the Battle of Gettysburg. We'd had the Siege of Vicksburg happening that summer at almost the same time. And things were looking better for the union. So I think it was a good time for President Lincoln to say, let's gather together as one nation and give thanks to the Lord for all his providences, not only on the battlefield, but just in how he has given us blessings on the home front, even in the midst of this time of trial.
And what about the Confederate States? Did they heed his plea to everybody come together, or did they not celebrate?
I don't believe that they celebrated. No, I mean, there had been Thanksgiving celebrations in the separate states prior to the war, but it's not. I did not research that in particular, but I would suspect that wouldn't be something they would tend to heed at that moment.
Has Thanksgiving lost something since that time? I mean, you know, you think about all of the articles we see every year now, especially in the Trump era. Here's how to talk to your Trump-supporting relatives this Thanksgiving. It's like people are being armed. They're weaponized as they go into their dinner. That's not a message of unity, I don't think.
Not at all. And I was really struck, and that's what half of my piece focuses on, is Lincoln's two wartime Thanksgiving proclamations, first in 1863 and then in 1864, and just the conciliatory tone, the really repentant tone. There's no blaming. It's just a unity in coming before the Lord. And I felt like, well, if they can, you know, we think our time is very divisive and fractious, and
yes,
it is. But we're not shooting each other, okay? Shooting cannons at each other. If they can come together in that way of, and I really think that what's missing from our Thanksgiving for many,
right,
is the idea of humbling ourselves before God. I mean, that tends to be a unifier.
Well, maybe we can do that this year. Put the cannons away and humble yourself before God. Jamie Metzger, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Have a great Thanksgiving.
My pleasure. Thank you. You too.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.